as we know, Tisha B'Av, the Avelos, the mourning that we have on Tisha B'Av, the one that's most directly related to us, relates to the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Yoma teaches that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of three cardinal sins. The Jewish people violated the big three ones: Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, Shfichas Damim. There was sexual immorality, there was idolatry, and there was murder. Those are bad things, obviously, and that's what led to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. However, the Gemara teaches us that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for a different reason. The Gemara in Yumon Daf Tes says, Mikdash Sheni, Shayu Oskim Batoro B'mitzvos U'B'Gemilos Chasadim, in the second Beis HaMikdash, where the people studied Torah, they did mitzvos, they did acts of kindness, they did Gemilos Chasadim, Mipnei Machorev. So why was it destroyed? Zot the Gemara, Mipnei Shahaisa Ba Sinas Chinam. It was destroyed because there was baseless hatred. Sinas chinam. Lula medcha, this teaches you. Sheshkula sinas chinam, kineged gimo averos, avodazara, gili arayus, and shvichas damim. That baseless hatred is the equivalent of these three cardinal sins. And when we read this Gemara, I think the question that should come to our mind is, come on. I mean, if it's a choice between murder and sin aschinam, right? Sin aschinam, right, I think of being as the opposite of singing kumbaya all day. So you have a choice between not singing kumbaya and killing somebody. Which one is worse? Right? How could the Gemara say that sin aschinam, that baseless hatred, is the equivalent of the three cardinal sins? I think that is a very difficult Gemara. Additionally, I think the Gemara is difficult because the Gemara teaches me that in the second Beis HaMikdash, the people learned Torah and they did Gemilos Chasodim. They did acts of kindness. Now, I don't understand. If there's sinas chinam, if there is hatred, so you don't do kindness to people you hate. It seems like gemilos chasodim and sinas chinam are two opposites. So how could it be that that at the same time that they're doing chesed, there's sinas chinam? I think that's also troubling. And the third thing that's troubling is just a definition of terms. What is sinas chinam? What does it mean that there is baseless hatred? You know, usually when we think of sinas chinam, we open the newspapers and we see that this particular Hasidic Rebbe said something about that group of Jews. And then in our very self-congratulatory way, we say, sinas chinam. Right? The Satmar Rav said that, sinas chinam. Right? Or this group against that group. Right? We usually talk of sinas chinam in the sense of what Rabbi Schneidman spoke about this morning, quoting a scholar in residence we had the show a few weeks ago, the sense of tribism, sinas chinam. But what I want to argue with you this evening is that the sinas chinam that we're talking about is not as much about one group of Jews against another group of Jews. The sinas chinam that we're talking about is more on the individual, personal level. And I have proof. I have proof. My proof is from a pasuk. What is the source in the Torah for sinas chinam? Where does the Torah say, don't hate Jews for no reason? You're not going to find those words sinas chinam anywhere in Chumash. It's not there. But you will find a pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim where the Torah speaks about lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha hocheach tochiach es amisecha. Do not hold enmity, don't hold hatred against your friend. Lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha, don't have the hatred in your heart. Instead, hocheach tochiach es amisecha. Instead, what you should do is you should rebuke your friend. Now, when we think about it, often what happens in life, and I'm talking about the people we are closest to, our spouses, our roommates, our parents, often we are angry for some reason, and we don't confront the person with why we're angry. We don't say, by the way, I'm upset because you did this and that. I asked you to put the food away and you didn't do it. We don't confront them with that. Instead, we hold that anger inside us. And what happens is, when we hold the anger inside us, so it mushrooms, it snowballs, it builds on itself. And instead of just being one small thing that got us angry, instead, right, we are able to find fault in every other little thing. And we go on like these revenge missions, as it were, where we're looking to find fault. And it increases and we get angrier and angrier as it goes on. But the Torah is telling us that's not what we should do. The Torah is telling us, lo sisna achicha bilvavecha, don't keep that hatred in your heart. Hocheach tochiach es amisecha. Confront your friend. Tell them what it is that they did wrong. If that's the case, so my understanding would be that sinas chinam means the type of hatred that is not baseless. People don't hate each other for no reason. That doesn't happen. But sinas chinam means the type of hatred that we forgot the cause of. We forgot why that hate began. We forgot what it is that happened originally. That is, to my mind, what sinas chinam is. Now, I should point out that what I'm saying is against the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in his letters, it's in Chelek Beisim and Samach, the Chazon Ish tells us that sinas chinam means lo mi misrad hasecha mi mishpatei haTorah rak mi itov shel nachash. The Chazon Ish says sometimes there's justified hate and sometimes there is unjustified hate. Zok the Chazon Ish, the Torah gives you a reason why you're allowed to hate a person, hate him. But, right, if the hate is unjustified, it's not grounded in halachic reasons. Why am I allowed to hate people? I'm allowed to hate people if they hate God, no? Misan Echa Hashem Esna. Someone who hates God, I'm allowed to hate that person. But if it's not justified, so then the Chazon Ish says that's called sinas chinam. It seems to me that that's not the pshat. Sinas chinam could even be justified hatred, but I forgot the justification. Because it's so buried deeply in the recesses of my mind, I forgot what it is that I'm angry about. That, I think, is sinas chinam. The Gemara in Yuma, after speaking about sinas chinam as the cause of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara contrasts the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash with the destruction of the second. Zot the Gemara, Rishonim sheniskala avonam niskala kitzam. Acharonim shelo niskala avonam lo niskala kitzam. In the first case, in the case of the first Beis Hamikdash, nisgala avonam, the sins were revealed, and as a result, nisgala kitzam, the end time was also revealed. There's a time frame. The Navi says 70 years. That's it. But acharonim, but the second Beis Hamikdash, shelo nisgala avonam, that the sin wasn't revealed, lo nisgala kitzam. So therefore, we don't know when the end of this galus is going to be. Now, the simple reading of the Gemara is that we don't know the cause of the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. Lo nisgala avonam. And the problem, of course, is, didn't the Gemara a few lines ago tell me that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam? So we do know the cause. So what do you mean, lo nisgala avonam? So the Maharsha works on this kasha. The Maharsha suggests that lo nisgala means it's not written in the psukim. The first Beis Hamikdash, the sins that cause the destruction of it, are explicitly written in the Nevi'im, in Yirmiyahu. We know why. Fine. But the second Beis Hamikdash is not written in psukim. And the Maharsha then develops the idea that hidden sins are worse than revealed sins. That's why a ganiv is worse than a gazlan, etc. But it seems to me that we can explain acharonim shelo nisgala avonam based on what we're saying. What it means is sinas chinam. Yes, the Gemara says it's sinas chinam, but it's lo nisgala avonam. We don't know the cause of it anymore. We don't know why we're angry. And therefore, because we forgot the cause of this hatred, that is why the Gemara is saying, lo nisgala kitzam, because there's sinas chinam. Of course, this idea leads us to the sense that we have a responsibility to try to remember why it is that we're angry. When we don't remember why we're angry, it's much worse off. First of all, like we said before, it snowballs, right? Our anger continues to grow and grow and grow and express itself in different ways. But there's also a halachic reason why not knowing why we're angry is very troubling. There is a halacha. The Gemara tells us at the end of Yoma that for sins that are interpersonal, so Yom HaKippurim does not atone for those sins, ad sheyiratze es chavero, until you ask your friend for forgiveness. Right? We know this halacha. It's well known. It's observed much more with elementary school kids than anyone else. Right? Elementary school kids always walk around, you may homie. And generally, as we get older, we don't do that as much. But the fact is, the Gemara says that for Averos Bein Adam L'Chavero, Yom HaKippurim doesn't atone unless we ask our friends for forgiveness. There is a frightening comment of the Rif, of Yeshaya Pinto, not the Riff, but the Rif who wrote a commentary in the Ein Yankiv. The Rif writes, on Ein Yankiv, Rabbi Yeshaya Pinto writes, that when we say that Yom HaKippurim doesn't atone, ad sheyiratzeh chavero, that means that even on Averos Bein Adam LaMakom, even if I ate non-kosher, even if I violated Shabbos, but if I don't ask my friend forgiveness, there is zero atonement of Yom Kippur. It's a frightening comment of Rabbi Yeshaya Pinto on the Ein Yankiv. Now let's think about it. The Ben Yehoyada comments on this Gemara about Achronim Shalom Niskala Avonim. He says, you know what happens? If you don't know what the sin is, so then you can't go, or your friend can't go and ask for forgiveness. There can't be forgiveness granted because you don't know the sin. So in our scenario, the way we're defining sin as chinam, which is that there was a cause for the sin originally, but over the passage of time, you forgot why you're angry. You forgot what your friend did to you. So then what happens is, if I never confront my friend with what he did wrong, what she did wrong, and then, right, we can't have the conversation, and then I forget what it is that they did, so then we can never arrive at atonement. Because you need that forgiveness. You need it in order to be Agshi Yiratze Eschaveiro. So it seems to me that the idea of sin as chinam is not baseless hatred, but it's hatred that's based on something we just forgot what it is over time. Of course, sin as chinam has many ramifications that can also be explained based on what we're saying. You know, the Netziv, the famous Rosh Hashiva Valozhin, in his commentary on the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Tes, that Gemara about sin as chinam, Netziv asks a very strong question. He says, what are you telling me, that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of hatred? Come on, open your Josephus. How many people were killing each other? There was all this internecine strife, right? There's murder going on at the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Gittin alludes to it. So what do you mean? It's because of sin as chinam. That's the Netziv's question. And it's a strong question. It's a strong question. But the Netziv gives an interesting answer. The Netziv says, you're right. The second Beis HaMikdash, during that time, people were killing each other. However, they were killing each other and they're coming up with reasons to do so. I see that someone did something wrong. I look at the person, Zok the Netziv, and I say, you know what? That person, it's not just he made a mistake. The person's an apikoyros. The person is someone who threw up all shackles of faith. And therefore, oh, it's a mitzvah to kill him. Not only do I have justification, it's a mitzvah. Says the Netziv, that's the pshat in the Gemara about lo nisgala avonam, that the sin wasn't revealed. They didn't even realize that their acts of murder were a sin, because they thought that it's not a sin, it's a mitzvah. We're killing people. Now when you think about it, how do we get to that stage? How do I view someone who did something wrong as being the most despicable individual ever? A person that I want to kill. I think the idea is this same notion that we've been saying beforehand. The notion of snowballing. Yeah, there's something wrong. And usually what we do when something is wrong is we should confront the person. You did something wrong. Or better, we should judge the person favorably and try to say maybe it wasn't wrong. But when we don't do that, it snowballs and we begin to hate the person, and then we begin to view the person in the most vile terms to such an extent that we will even want to kill the person. That's all because of sin as chinam. You know, there's a sefer that the Chafetz Chaim wrote. The Chafetz Chaim, it's not much of a sefer, it's 4 pages, the whole book, but he calls it a sefer. It's called Ahavas Yisrael, one of these little Chafetz Chaim books. And the whole book is about how bad sin as chinam is. And one of the things that the Chafetz Chaim notes is that there is a sifrei. The sifrei, of course, is the Medrash Halacha on Devarim. And the sifrei writes, it's in letter Kuf Pei Zayin of the sifrei, of our lo sisna, if a person violates the prohibition of hating his friend or hating her friend, over lo sikom ba lo sitar, he will eventually violate lo sikom. Lo sikom means don't do them a favor while you're angry. No? If I say, lend me your axe, and you say, oh, I'll lend you the axe because I'm not like you, and you didn't lend me your axe last week when I wanted an axe, that would be lo sikom. By the way, I think this answers one of the questions we asked before. How could there be sinas chinam and still gemilas chesed? The answer is, that's exactly the prohibition of lo sikom. It's the type of enmity that I do a favor for someone, but I'm resentful. And I'm saying, oh, I'm not like you. You didn't lend me your axe. I'm lending my axe to you. But listen to the Sifrei again. I digressed. Sifrei says, if I violate lo sisna, I'll end up violating lo sikom and lo sitar, and then I'll violate v'chei ochicha imach, I'll violate prohibitions of ribis, of usury, ad sheba lidei shpichus damim, and I'm going to come to murder. Lekach nemar ki yiye ish sone l're'ehu v'orav lo v'kom olav. If you hate a person, you could end up killing them. That's what the Sifrei says, and that's precisely the comment that the Netziv made. Sinas Chinam, the Chofetz Chaim there in that book, Ahavas Yisrael, he explains as to why it's such a terrible sin. It's such a terrible sin because it's all-consuming. When I hate a person, I'm constantly thinking about how much I dislike that person. It constantly is rubbing me the wrong way. And therefore, I'm violating that Aveira every minute. And that's why it's such a serious sin. Because it's much worse to have an Aveira that you violate time and time again. Moreover, Sinas Chinam is the type of Aveira that becomes ingrained in the person, the Chofetz Chaim says, and it pollutes your heart. We're supposed to love each Jew. Tanya writes in Perek Lamed Beis that the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, the mitzvah to love every Jew, is because ultimately we're all the same. Each of us has the same neshama that came from God. And when I focus on the neshama, on the positive things, of course I'll love you. But sinas chinam hits at the heart, and my heart becomes polluted. Of course, the Ran in his drashos adds another reason why sinas chinam is worse than other averos. The Ran says that sinas chinam is worse because we don't benefit from it at all. When I hate somebody, the only thing that really happens is it eats me alive. I'm angry. I'm upset. And my upset and my anger really hurts me more than hurts anyone else. I don't gain from it at all. And the Ran makes precisely that point in the Drushos in Drush Yud. You know, as we end Tisha B'Av and we focus on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which for us was because of Sinas Chinam, I think it's very easy to point fingers at others and say they're in violation of Sinas Chinam. But the real thing that we have to do is focus on our interpersonal relationships. There are relationships within this shul itself of people who just don't get along with each other and they don't remember why. There are relationships in families that I was at a levaya. One of the saddest things. The brother speaks at his sister's levaya and he says, you know, we haven't spoken for 60 years. 60 years. I forgot what it is that led to this rift. Forgive me. At the levaya. There's a degree of trying to remember. If we hate somebody, if we're angry at somebody, what we should do is we should focus on confronting them if we know why. And if we don't know why, focus on what it is that it might be. Try to uncover it within ourselves. And honestly, if that doesn't work? So what we should do is confront the person and say, so-and-so, I'm angry at you, I don't remember why, let's try to make amends. Let's try to be on good terms. You don't have to be best friends, but you have to be on good terms. You have to get rid of that hatred. Rav Kook famously said that the thing that will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash is Ahavas Chinam. Love for no reason is the antidote to Sinas Chinam, for hate for no reason. It's a beautiful idea, but it's all too kumbaya for me. I think really the antidote to Sinas Chinam is focusing on what is the cause of that sinah. When we do that, we can be zofa to the Geula Shleima b'mheira.